Hello and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out, and I am Some Guy.
I am the Bugman. Hello.
And today we're coming to you from the Burger King on Main Street.
That's right. They have a good burger here. I know a few people, and it's become a nice place to visit once in a while.
Yeah, and actually, we have met a new people today. He doesn't have a microphone, so you won't be hearing from him, but it's our good friend Steve. We've been talking to Steve, and he's got some interesting stuff, you know.
Really does some stuff that, you know, and he's sitting here, so I'm not talking behind his back, but it's some questionable things that is not necessarily illegal, but maybe mm-hmm. not a lot of things are, you know, you should be doing. I don't know. He says he defines it as a root elder yeah. in what appears to be our local turnip cult.
Yes.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, I mean, everybody's got to have their thing. And
right.
if turnip cult, Steve, brother, I'm with you. If turnips is your thing. Now, listen, folks, he practices a sort of, he has abilities in what you'd call turnipmancy or turnimancy. And his principal practice is to carve faces into the turnips, which allow him access to certain abilities. And it's been, you know, he has flavored our burgers a little bit, and yeah. that's been a neat trick. You know, so we've had a good time sitting with Steve, getting to know his culture, his turnips, and and naming the little faces on some of the turnips that he's shown us.
Right. And I'm sure that he worked hard to become a root elder. Like, I'm sure it was a long, you know, process as we've understood. Mm-hmm. So anyway, more power to you, Steve. All the respect and love from the world goes to you. So now to the question
yes.
this week, mm-hmm. which, you know, I think we're all passionate about. We all have opinions and ideas, and as we like to do from time to time, we want to put that out there
right.
for everyone to discuss.
Yes.
So here we go. What do you think of when I say salad bar?
Salad bar.
Salad bar. Salad bar.
Well, you know, so first things first, what comes to mind is the idea of possibly a candy bar, right?
Oh,
okay. Packaged, yeah. covered in chocolate, but inside is lettuce, tomato, possibly ranch, croutons, yeah. You know, the little bacon bits,
uh-huh.
and some cheese.
Yes.
And just a full introduction to the evening's meal. Like, sir, how would you like your salad? You tell them, you know, I would prefer Caesar. Here is your yeah. Caesar Snickers or your Caesar Crunch Bar, or, you know, however you want
right.
to, like, here's your Caesar Babe Ruth, you know, however you want to do this, if you require nuts and caramel in your salad.
Yeah.
And now you have it. Salad bar.
What an approach.
Does that work?
That seems like it could work. Honestly, that seems like one of those things that, you know, you go into a restaurant and the food's not good, but uh-huh. you pay for the experience.
Yes.
That seems like one of those things.
Right.
That, you know, I can get good food anywhere. I just need to go experience something.
Where else can you get a chocolate-covered salad?
Yes. Yes. I am going to experience the salad bar.
Now, I'm curious. I'm not a salad bar user. I'm not even really quite aware of what one is supposed to be. I mean, of course, I've been in a restaurant and I know of salad bars. I just
right.
I'm not up on what the construction or what applies to, I guess, a salad bar, because I don't really look at them. I just walk right past them, sort of thumb my nose and go about my business. So what is a salad bar to you?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, what a salad bar should not have. I think that's easier for me to, you know, I don't eat peaches in my salad. I don't eat
peaches,
pasta.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat, I don't know where that started.
Correct.
But
okay.
here locally, there are places that think I need fruit in my salad. Or pasta, a pasta salad is something that I should be spooning into a bowl. Nah, no, no. A pasta that you order and is perhaps brought out to you for you to consume as a dish, not something pre-dish, if that makes sense.
Well, okay. See, I like peaches now, and I think that peaches could belong in a salad, because here's the thing about peaches, all right? Peaches come from a can, and
yes,
and peaches were put there by a man, and typically in a factory downtown.
Yeah.
And if I had my way, I would eat peaches in every salad that I could possibly find, because that's where they belong. Sun-soaking bulges just coming directly from the shade of a can into my salad.
Yeah.
I can appreciate a peach. Millions of peaches for me is what I'm saying.
Yeah, as the presidents of the United States would have it.
Now, who are they?
That's beside the point. I think we're getting off track. So what my point is, if you want peaches,
yes,
eat peaches. That's fine. I have no issue with that.
I demand them.
If you demand them all you
want. I demand them.
If you want a pasta salad,
yes,
you should have a pasta salad.
Okay.
And maybe that's just a southern thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But a pasta salad is just some cooked noodles with some Italian dressing.
Okay.
On that. That is fine also if
sure
you want that. But that is different than a salad.
Yeah.
Is my point. A salad bar should not be just a menagerie of all different kinds of food brought together so that you can just pick at them like you want.
Well, now here's what I think. In America,
sure,
a salad should be whatever I say, as the First Amendment says I have a right to say, should be whatever I say goes in a salad. That if I want to pull from Italian cuisine and German cuisine and
sure
even prison cuisine, like if
sure
I want my if I want my salad basted in some bathtub liquor, then by golly, I'm going down to the local jail and I'm going to find the guy who's making it, and I want it in my salad.
I think what you're saying on paper,
yeah,
sounds great.
Sure.
But I think the problem that we introduce with that,
yeah,
is anarchy.
I just call it freedom.
See,
you call it anarchy. I'm just saying,
yeah,
freedom salads.
Okay. So, all right. So let's bring our attention then.
Uh-huh.
And maybe this goes against my point.
Right.
But let's go to your basic charcuterie.
Uh-huh.
All right. If you will. A tray that's laid before you,
uh-huh,
that holds meats and possibly cheeses for
right
you to snack on, with a separate bowl of crackers or something to the side.
Here's what I want to point out, folks.
Okay.
That is a Frenchman's word spoken by a true Frenchman trying to tell you what kind of salad you should be able to eat and you shouldn't be able
yeah
to eat. Now proceed, my good sir from Paris.
The
please
point still stands.
Yeah.
The meat tray still is there.
Right.
Call it what you want. It's
mm-hmm
still there.
Yeah.
I happen to be high class, and that's what
well
we call them up here,
uh-huh,
is what I'm saying. So what would it mean to you if you had a meat tray laid out before you only to find some meat, and a lot of peaches
right
on that?
Like, would I call that a salad?
Would you call that a meat tray even?
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know if I would use that. What'd you call it? Charlotte Russe? What'd you call it?
Charcuterie, sir.
Charcuterie. All right. I don't know if I'd call it that, but listen, if I want to take a pound of ham, right, a pound of sliced ham, and
sure
and throw out the lettuce, throw out the tomato, throw out the ranch,
uh-huh,
I'm going to take a pound of sliced ham. I'm going to cut it up into real thin slices and make it look like some lettuce. And I'm going to take a bunch of peaches and just throw all of them right up on top of the ham. And then I'm going to just drown that in some salsa sauce from Wendy's.
Yeah. Yeah.
that's my salad. Like, if I want to call that a salad, I think that's a salad. If it's got meat on it, if it's got peaches, if I've got a candy bar in there, if it's in the bowl and I'm eating it before my main course, I'm calling it the salad. I don't care if it's a meat tray or not. That's what I think.
That's just not a salad, though. That's my thing. That, why are we calling it a salad when that is not a salad?
Well, I think that's more a philosophical question. Is like, what is a salad and what isn't? I mean, to me, salad is more or less timing. It's not really what's in the bowl. It's when did you get it? You know.
Before. I see. Okay. So if you had cake before dinner, it would be a salad. And if you had a salad after dinner, it could be considered a dessert.
I wouldn't call it, well, yeah. But see, like a salad before dinner, anything you eat right before dinner, your appetizer, whatever it is, if it's in a bowl, if it comes in, you're eating that sucker with a fork, that's a salad. Now, and then the main course?
Yeah.
That's a casserole, see?
Sure. Okay.
It's just, what's a casserole? It's just everything from yesterday's dinner. It's all yesterday's salads made into one pan covered with cheese.
Does it have to be hot or cold?
No. No, okay. I don't think temperature matters in this situation. Okay. I think the main problem is the timing. And then if you serve me dog food with frozen milk and let's say a pile of cashews or something like that with some what would we say? Like some strawberry hard shell or something like that, you know, from Hershey's. You put all that in a bowl and you serve that to me after my salad, after my ham, peaches, and sausage sauce salad, my lettuce, tomato, cheese, bacon bits, and croutons covered in cheese casserole, and then you give this other concoction with the strawberry sauce and the what have you, at the third part of my meal, that's dessert.
That is dessert.
It just depends on the timing.
I cannot say you're wrong because I still... You know, you'd mentioned philosophy earlier. I do still hold the philosophy that maintaining a simplicity to your meals is a great philosophy.
Oh, sure.
And perhaps I may be trying to complicate issues by putting so many labels on things.
Well,
and we should get we should live in a world where it's closer to defining things by timing rather than defining where the salad begins and the dessert ends and where your dinner at what point is it called just dinner.
Yeah.
Because I know people too that have salad for dinner.
Correct.
So what is it a salad or is it dinner? That's confusing.
That's just a disagreement that I would have to have with them. I mean, I would call it, if they're having it at dinner time and they're skipping the salad, then that's casserole to me. But and typically I would say, I mean, casserole does need to be covered in cheese, just whatever it is you're going to, it needs to, you put whatever you want in there, but it needs to be a layer of cheese on top. But listen, who am I to say if a man somewhere in Wisconsin is having, you know, his salad for dinner for his main course, he wants to call it a casserole. Who am I say? Who am I to call it a salad or whatever because it doesn't have cheese on it?
And that makes sense. I really did not. I try not to have conclusions in mind when we begin a conversation.
Yeah.
But I have to say I'm surprised by this. I think I'm going to walk away from this a lot more satisfied with your answer than what I had expected. I'm fine with that.
I appreciate that. And you know I'll have to admit I am intrigued and I will try a Charlotte Russe at least once.
You should. You should. I got a guy. I'll introduce you.
Okay.
I got a guy.
Well, I mean it sounds good. I'm a meat guy. I enjoy a good meat tray with some salami and pepperoni and whatnot. So, you know, I'm there for it. And perhaps I can introduce your meat tray guy to a chocolate covered salad candy bar.
Exactly. I need that to happen. I need the salad bar experience.
Yeah. But see, folks, this is what happens when you come together. You come to an understanding, and we can all enjoy a meal and sit down and break bread together.
Or casserole.
At the dinner table. Or casserole. That's correct.
Casserole. Yes.
I think we got that one figured out.
Surprisingly enough, I feel really comfortable with that outcome. Yeah. I don't know whether I should or not, but here we are.
No, I think it's there. I think we got it.
Yeah, my gut's telling me we might have got to the end of that.
Now, folks, there's some folks out there in the world who have sent us a message just for you who are not to the end of their mission as we have accomplished ours today. Theirs is just getting started, and they've got some words for you. We want to leave you with a quick message, and then we'll come back and start answering some of your hottest burning salad questions and possibly questions about some other topics. But for right now, listen to this little message.
Enjoy. This week's episode of Some Guy and the Bugman Figure Things Out is brought to you by Flowmaster Muffler. Flowmaster has everything you need from performance exhaust and air intake systems, from breakers, and it's true. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and we'll see you next time.
And that message sure had some flow.
Yeah, it did.
Thankful for the team over there and their support. And it sure is nice to be able to create these ads. I mean, it just seems like every time we put these ads in the show, it just it improves everything. Makes me laugh. I really enjoy the support that we get from all these wonderful companies.
Yeah, it's very humbling that they've reached out to us like they have, mm-hmm. and we thank them. Mm-hmm. We thank them at the bottom of our some bug hearts.
Warms my heart, really does. Yes. Now we go to your listener questions and patron questions. We're so thankful that we have a community that surrounds us and really looks to us as authorities on all sorts of things, not just the many, many topics that we've covered over the last couple of years, but even the new challenges that people bring to us for our sage advice. First up, we've got one from our friend over at Patreon, Grouchy Surge, I believe Backlog Blues on Twitter. Thankful for his question today. He says, "Dearest Sumbug and the Guy Man, long-time reader, first-time listener, I'm sending out Christmas cards over the next month or two, and I want to know if this is considered in bad taste because it is out of season."
Mm-hmm.
Now, what say ye, the Guy Man, I guess, in this situation?
The Guy Man in this situation says what I pick out. So, you know, there are so many people that come to us all the time, mm-hmm. on air, off air, whatever. I try to break down a question and see what it is that they're actually asking. Every
yes.
question is an issue or something locked away behind this door that is a question. What I see here is three words, mm-hmm. out of season.
Right.
The problem is Christmas is not in or out of season. Mm-hmm. Christmas is a state of mind. If you feel like you need to share your family in a Christmas card, you should do it. There are no bounds of in Christmas, out of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Send the card, and we will all love it and enjoy it. Be ye not downtrodden by Christmas, only uplifted. Even if it's Christmas card related, let it be. Just send the thing. Send the thing.
I would say, yes, it is in poor taste. So moving on to the next question on Twitter, we've got a couple questions from Twitter. Mm-hmm. One from Trash Turkey. He says, who is going to star as Some Guy and Bugman in your upcoming biopic? And, you know, yep. we were recently discussing our biographies and how they might play out. And folks, we were deciding is like whether or not we should preserve our show notes, you know, for future writers and however that project is going to turn out. We're not quite sure about that just yet, but
right.
just, you know, we are thinking about the biography, just so you guys are aware. Now, as far as the biopic is concerned, I've had an actor picked out for some time, really since I was in high school. His name, I think I just favor him, and he favors me so well. His name is Olin Rogers. And okay, if you don't know who Olin Rogers is, welcome to most of the world. I don't think his IMDb page is just huge, but he's one of my favorite creators. His name is Olin Rogers. I've been watching his stuff since I was in high school. I think that I look exactly like him. If you want to see my picture, just go to at Chase the Rev on Twitter, and you can see. And I think we just look so much alike. And I know that Olin is thankful for that. But who would you think is going to play you in the biopic?
So first pick, Roseanne Barr, just because I think we favor in many ways.
Yes.
Maybe, and I know she's got a lot of things going, so if she can't get to it, maybe Michael B. Jordan, because he seems like a really cool guy. I think I would work out fine.
You know, I think I would lean his direction as well. Now, Roseanne is a contender, I think, but Michael B. Jordan has done some really fantastic performances recently. I think he could pull this one off.
Yeah, and I don't really care for controversy much, so maybe not call Roseanne. Let's just stick with Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Roseanne would not, you know, too much baggage with,
too much baggage
with that. Yeah. One last thing, Olin, congratulations. I just saw that you crossed 1 million subscribers, and I'm sure you've never heard of me. All right, so moving on, next question comes from at Johnny Casino on Twitter. I believe his full name is Johnny Casino Fire Hydrant Ogre Dragon Controller Nintendo
Lasagna
Sony Lasagna
Play,
yes,
Cartfire.
And I believe it keeps going, so we won't belabor. This would be a 45-minute podcast if we had to say the entire name. It's very, very fancy. Can't really fit it all in there. But at Johnny Casino says, "How do you know when it's time to stop eating?"
Yes. I would say, so first of all, I thought of a little quip. It was the timing of it was kind of too late, but I still hate to not say it. If Johnny's name were a number, it would be pi.
It would be pi?
Pi. Mm. Yes. Because it's ongoing.
Yes.
3.14, blah, 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 blah. That is
perfect.
So it's like a funny, it's like a funny joke.
Absolutely perfect. I think that's, yes,
to a number.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know when it's time to stop eating? So I think that this is in relation to a picture that he actually posted of chicken and waffles.
Oh.
And if I had a plate of chicken and waffles in front of me, how do I know when it's time to stop eating when every drop of that is gone before me?
Ah.
I have demolished that plate. And even if I think some of that plate is edible, I might even be eating that. I, you know, old Paul, my grandpa told me one time in biblical days,
yes,
in feasts, they would have troughs lining kind of the place that they were at, so they could eat until they just let everything out that's, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then right back in they go. And I feel like we've, over time, over the millennia, we've lost some of that. And I feel like maybe we need to get back to that a little bit.
Get back to that. I think that would be a good direction for the human race, you know? I talk about world hunger. I mean, let's not be hungry. Let's eat until we cannot, you know, we literally cannot sustain any more food inside of ourselves.
Yes.
I can tell you that the time that I usually consider, you know, maybe it's time to stop eating, is whenever I'm going for that very last roll after finishing, like, you know, my salad, my casserole, and my dessert. Just going to stuff one more roll in, and I'm literally having to shove my arm into my mouth, like up to my elbow, to push down the food and get this last roll into my stomach. When I have to force it down, that's when I start thinking, maybe it's time. to let go. Now, if you ask my daughter, it's as soon as I put any amount of food in front of her at all, and she says, "Nah, I'd rather not." That's when she stops eating, is when food is offered. But as soon
food
as
is meant to be ate,
yeah,
food is meant to be ate.
Mm-hmm. Now, whenever she thinks it's time to eat, is when we're in the car on the way somewhere, and the back seat, the passenger seat, is within reach of her feet, and she can kick it, and she starts saying, "I want chicken nuggets. Feed me chicken nuggets."
Yeah.
Then it is time to eat, and you know, she will not stop until she has at least a nibble of a nugget. So,
oh man,
it depends on who you ask, is what I'm saying.
That's true. This is America. As you said earlier, we have a constitution that can do what we want to. I mean, that's America.
Now, folks, that makes it for our questions today. And thank you to the three of you who sent us questions. We really appreciate folks in the community reaching out and looking to us for the advice that we give and that you so cherish. You can submit questions at any time to our Twitter account, to our Facebook, to our Patreon, to our email account. And we appreciate all of them that were sent. I believe we figured those out. Folks, listen, if you or someone you know likes salad, or maybe is trying to tell you what a salad is or isn't, and has a strong opinion about salad, this is the show for you and for them. Share this episode with them, and we can get the word out about, you know, our chocolate bar salads or our, you know, death-defying salads of any make and model that you choose.
Right.
If we've done your figuring for you this time or any time, consider supporting us on Patreon. Just drop by our website. There's a link on our website and in the show notes. You can find us at somebugman.com. You can find me at Chase the Rev on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. You can find me at Bugman_Bradley. I need to try to post more. I don't post very much. Oh. I need to do better.
I'm telling you, I'm nowhere near strong enough in my Twitter powers. And you can find us both at SomeBugMan for the show. Thank you for listening, and more power to the turnip mancers and the, you know, cult of the turnip out there. Appreciate you guys. Steve, you've been a good guest.
Yeah, keep up the good work, man. It looks creepy, but there's a purpose, I'm sure.